Wonder and Land Number One. We talk about leaves. They're more than just for jumping into.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Welcome to Step.
We're in the autumn season. Most folks with deciduous leaves or conical needles on their property pull out the rake, leaf blower or lawn mower with a leaf vac, and remove the detritus. Is there anyone hearing this who leaves the leaves? Perhaps hoping the wind will blow them off somewhere deep into the woods? I slowly raise my hand. We live on 20 acres and the oak trees provide us with tons of annual leaves, and as I write, all of these leaves still remain where they fell. There are a few good reasons to leave them be. Watch ground-drilling birds in the fall and winter as they scratch through the leaves in search of food. The secretive varied thrush forages by seizing dead leaves in its bill and hopping backward to clear a spot of ground before examining the leaves for prey. A handful of dead leaves collected from an oak forest might contain more than 65 different kinds of insects, spiders, and mites, and not to mention hundreds of different microscopic fungi, invertebrates, and bacteria. While I always thought that acid in dead leaves can kill one's lawn, so far after 25 years, we still have grass growing underneath the leaf piles. My favorite story of a nonconformist homeowner comes from author Lear Biscaglia. The late Dr. Biscaglia used to invite his students to his home for a weekly dinner and lively conversation. On one such occasion, there was a rap on his door, and upon opening it, an angry neighbor loudly complained that Dr. Biscaglia's lawn leaves were unsightly and a blight on the neighborhood. Much to the chagrin of his students, Leo agreed to the neighbor's demands to remove the leaves. Yet when his students visited a week later, they opened the door to find that he had done it his own way. The leaves that were once in the front yard now were strewn all over his living room floor. Next week, we'll be talking about a special piece of natural land that no one maybe has ever visited. I've never visited it, and in all seasons, it shows its glory from afar.